Inconsistent.
Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? Welcome to the BasementNY.com. I am your host, Jose, and today we have a brand new host. He's been on the show before. Say what's up.
What's going on? Right here, Steven.
Yeah. Steven, and you're still doing the Uber thing?
Yeah, very rarely, maybe once a week, sometimes not. The whole COVID thing shut it down hardcore, like hardcore. There's like three people taking rides. But now it's getting a little better. New York City's starting to pick up a little more, you know.
In your cab, do you have the whole plastic?
No, I would never do that.
Like,
I hate when people put shower curtains in their car.
That's what it is. That's basically what it is.
Some of them spent a few grand, setting up real nice, solid plexiglass. Most were ghetto. Put shower curtain, put like a little tube from the AC to the back, let people get air. Nah. I just wear a mask in my car, keep the windows down when it's a nice day, drive, get you there safe, get out, we're all good. Yeah, nothing crazy. I just wanted to do a few rides. I wasn't even about, I'm not the breadwinner in my family. My wife's the breadwinner.
Okay.
So the money I make is just, you know, just to pay those extra bills, just to, you know, get a little more food on the table, nothing crazy. You know, we're fortunate that way.
All right.
But, you know, is there work out there? Yeah. You got to be out there hustling a little more, but there's work out there. It's New York. People need to get around.
Do you, would you say there's less drivers as well?
Yes.
So that brings in something for you.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. People just, because remember, when I first started doing the whole Uber thing, the first thing they said was there's more than 50% were part-timers. Like, this was their extra income.
Ah, so they already faded off.
Yeah, they already had a job. This was like those extra hours they'll put in the weekends and all that. So since nobody was coming out, they're like, you know what? I'm going to park the car. So most of them rented the car. So they're like, no, that's just an extra expense. I got rid of that. So they just literally dropped off the face of the planet. And whoever's left over, the real hardcore guys, they stood around. If they could, you know, the guys who got like the SUVs paying $1,200-$1,300 a month to, you know, for the car note, some of them just gave it up. They're like, you know, they didn't care.
Right.
So whoever's left over, you know, it's still thousands of drivers, don't get me wrong, but there's more work for us drivers like that, you know.
So. And you have your crossbreeders. I'm going to lower it just a little bit, but you have your crossbreeders who basically, who it was part-time, maybe they lost their full-time, so they made
cab
full-time.
Yeah, they went the other way. And but for the most part, people want that regular job.
Right.
Uber could be like, I mean, listen, I drove around the last week or the week before, almost 2 hours, didn't get one job. And I know all the hot spots. I know the places where I was like, I go here, I'm always going to get a job. Just driving around, doing nothing. 2 hours, and then all of a sudden, I'll pick up for the next 3-4 hours and get like 12 jobs between that. So you never know. That's the one thing about the Uber life, private business. You know, it fluctuates. And then, and this time of COVID, it's even worse. So, and then, I'm not going to lie, the biggest jobs are the hospital jobs. You're picking up a hospital worker, driving them home. No one's taking the subway. No one's taking the bus like that.
Yeah.
So that's where the real money is. But do you really want to pick up someone from the hospital, drive them home for 40 minutes in your car? Nope,
I don't. But especially when niggas are making mad money off of unemployment.
Yeah, well, listen, I was one of the beneficiaries of that.
Hey, me too.
I got the 600 plus the unemployment.
Oh, I hate you, bro.
I know, dude. I got paid. And the thing is, I didn't even know I was going to get it. I applied for it week after week. It takes time.
It came in like one lump sum.
It came in one lump sum, bro. To where my wife was like, why do you have $6,000 in your bank account? I'm like, what? I have like $60 in my bank account. And it's just like that, dropped $6,000. I helped pay a lot of old bills, paid a lot of debt off. So, yeah.
You, So it did come in one lump sum.
One lump sum.
The whole thing.
Just about the whole thing. And then as the weeks
kept, whatever was left over.
They kept adding the weeks that were left over, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I actually got really sick during that time, and I could have been doing two jobs, but I couldn't get out of bed at all. Tell me about that shirt.
Yo, this repping Hodge Twins. These are my boys. Two black conservative YouTube, Facebook, internet guys who just, they're tired. They were just like, I stumbled onto them because they did like this thing, right? Kind of like, you know, like me and you, just addressing a subject,
yeah,
and just going at it from a conservative, you know, perspective, and then just going in. And these guys are funny as dudes, and I just love them. So they had apparel. This is my 50 stars American flag, you know, type shirt.
I love the color. I'm a fan of green.
I get everyone.
I'm a fan of green.
And they have like this little call sign where they go, yeah. Love it. My wife can't stand it. So when I piss her off, all I got to do is say, yeah. And it drives her nuts. Like literally nuts. This is how funny. Even to when I got the shirt in the mail, she didn't know I bought it. All right. I put it on. She's like, oh, that's a great shirt. I go, really? She goes, I love the color. She's like, I love the color.
Oh,
really?
No, nice. I feel
like,
it coming.
And then I was like, I go, you like it? I go, you know, I just want to make sure, like, if it looks good. If not, I just return it. She goes, no, it looks great on you. Like, keep it. That's it. Yeah. I go, oh, but by the way, this is a Hodge Twin shirt. And she was like, send it back.
Take it off.
Send it back. I'm like, I go, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not right. That's not right.
I think when I think about your relationship, your marriage, and the torture that you guys do to each other,
oh,
I feel like it's what's getting you going.
Yo, to where somebody actually like texted or called her, and with this whole election thing, they were like, are you guys okay? And she was like, why? She's like, well, I know Steven's like this conservative guy, and you're kind of like this semi-liberal. Like, are you going to divorce him? And she was like, no, I'm not going to divorce him. She's like, I just want to make sure because I like you two guys, but I know how politics get in the way of it. And she's like, no. But there are times, I'm not going to lie, there are days where me and her will go to bed not say anything because I said something like too Trumponian. she'll say something too like off the wall liberal, and I'm like, you right. must be out your mind. And then, but you know, married life is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, again, you guys are doing a great job, because I'm like, yep, this is probably where I messed up in these areas right here. Don't do what I did. That's not a good idea. So yeah, I mean, jumping right. So they're a podcast or YouTube?
They're podcast, YouTube, the whole night, Hodge Twins.
Shout out.
These are my guys. Follow them for over 6 months now. Religiously on them. Almost, they post like every 2 days or something like that. Before 2020, almost every, before this whole election crap. Almost every day, posting. And again, it's like 6 minutes.
Episodes?
They do 4 episodes, and then they do like 6-minute clip episodes like on Instagram. So that's how I catch them on Instagram. 6-minute like highlight clips. And they just go into it.
I got to tell you, doing an episode a week is a lot of work, bro.
This is what they love.
Yeah.
Do what you love, man.
You got to do what you... So that's exactly what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to ramp it up. Because we were in a steady flow, me and this guy.
Noel,
shout out to
shout out to Noel.
That piece of crap.
Noel, still love you. Still part of the show. Don't worry.
But we were going in for a minute, and then when I had some personal losses in the family, that's really, and then COVID came, and you already know the rest of the story. But we had tapped into COVID a little bit. We tapped into, and we sort of dialed into the Trumponian. The word came out, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't think this was about this, you were dead wrong. This is the time to skip.
100% about what happened.
We actually had a conversation over the phone that I haven't aired yet. And you were tapping into a lot of things there that we could cut up into like many different episodes. But COVID is cure.
COVID is cure today. No more hate. Done. It's done.
No more racism. We solved hunger.
Black people are going to be rich right now, right?
And free.
Yeah, free. They're right there in chains all day long.
Cops are... Everyone's getting their gun taken away.
Yep. The cops are going to come... The federal cops, not regular cops. The federal cops are going to come to your house...
And take your guns.
It's going to happen.
You like, really think that's
good? No, it's not gonna happen.
Bro, you said that. I was like, no, not gonna happen. I live in a basement. I need a shovel.
Not gonna happen. No, not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
I don't even own a gun.
Oh, no, it's not gonna happen because Trump got one last jab before he left by putting Barrett on the Supreme Court. That was his last, like, finger to the face. Like, F you, I'm president. I do what I want to do.
Okay.
It's legal, 100% legal. Everyone's crying. It's not legal. It's 100% legal in the Constitution. Like, the first page of the Constitution says, you know, he's allowed
to nominate. And just because someone wants to give up their opportunity to put in a judge, it doesn't mean the next person has to.
No.
I mean, has that happened before?
What?
That there was a seat available prior to
the election?
An election?
The only one where people make the argument is that Abraham Lincoln did it, but he did it because the Senate was not in session. So he didn't want to bring them back to do a vote and then send them back home and then have an election. He literally said, I'm going to wait till after
what an amazing president.
No, I mean,
he was like, y'all stay home, it's Christmas. Yes. Have a good one.
Let's wait till after election when they come back, because they have to come back and finish business. And then he had his nominee done, and that was it.
Oh, but he's still nominated.
Oh, absolutely. No, he still decided.
Oh, because he was still in term.
He was still in term because.
But I mean, like, after at an election year, didn't?
Yes, it happened every time there was a vacancy in election year. They were nominated. I think it was like 8 times, and 6 out of the 8, the nominee was confirmed. We have to look that up, but I'm almost 100% sure that was it. We'll look that up and
put a little link. We'll post it up there with you, because
maybe put a little link there.
And don't ask me. Yes. That's why this nigga's here.
are we allowed to use that word?
This is America, sir. I don't know if you heard. But my platform is straight up, I don't give a crap.
All right.
We can talk about that.
All right. I just want to lean a little bit into that. Not that I'm against it. I'm a 90s child raised in Brooklyn, New York. You know, Biggie was
it's part of the vocabulary. It's
part of the rap genre, all that. And it's not like they got rid of the word. The word's still there, even more, and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're Puerto Rican. Do we get the pass?
Bro, I could show you. I wish we had I wish I had my setup more officially, and I'll post it up. But I could show you images of signs that say no Mexicans,
mm-hmm.
no Porto, because they didn't know how to spell. No, okay. Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Porto Rican.
P-O-R-T-O.
No Puerto Ricans and no blacks.
All right, so we're in that category of...
That's the thing about Latinos, and you know, because you put me on to, like, a lot and rekindled my history. You know, a Puerto Rican is a mixture between Taino, Spaniard, and African-American.
African-American, yeah.
Just because we don't have the pigmentation didn't mean we didn't go through discrimination, we didn't go through hardships, we didn't fight our own in our own wars, we didn't participate.
No, yeah, but the issue would be because there's discrimination on our own island with darker skinned
Puerto Ricans. Exactly. That's just another layer to it.
So, I mean, I'm totally, all truth be told, I don't give a damn. I don't.
Yeah.
Discrimination. But they will tell you it's a different type of discrimination.
I mean,
because of the color, because of the darker complexion, it's a more fervent discrimination versus us being, you know, look at me and you, we're like literally white, two white Puerto Ricans.
It's so etched in our culture.
Yeah.
You were mentioning Brooklyn, the rap, but it goes further than that. You heard the phrase money, Dominicans.
Yeah.
What are they saying? My nigga. What are they saying? Money. They're just Dominican, bro.
I haven't heard that in such a long time.
It blows your mind, right? It's like, holy crap, they were saying that the whole time. What in the world was I? Yeah, what did they say? Money.
I'm going to have to bring that back. I like a lot.
A new word for your wife to hate.
I'm about to put that on a shirt and just walk around. And only Dominicans would know what that is.
Yes.
They wouldn't. Nobody else would know. They'd be like, what's that? Like, I don't know. It's just a catchphrase.
Yo, I don't know what episode it was. We were talking about this very same thing.
You need to put a hashtag money and see how many people click that and say.
How many people catch on to it?
But say, like, Do they know? Like, that's...
Are you saying you don't think Dominicans know?
No, they say it? But, like, that could be, like, their trade secret. Like, we're saying this to everyone, like, really, really black.
Just turned this into some, like, Illuminati.
No, I'm dead serious. Like they're saying it, like, that's their own, like, thing.
No, they're mimicking what they heard from the hood.
No, yeah, but the hood is like, oh, that's what they call me. Like they don't care. Like, oh, that's a Spanish thing. Like, whatever. They're not really saying, my nigga. They're not really saying that. Like I'm gonna fight if they say that, but they are all day long. Oh man, now I'm interested in that.
Are looking amazing already.
I'm gonna do a deep dive just into that cultural word and see how. I wonder if it's in the what's that Urban Dictionary, right? They have all the ghetto words in it,
bro. You. Again, this is why I have these guys as my host. I basically don't have a life. Yeah. I don't know what I do with my time, but nothing's going in.
Yeah, you know what? Like an Urban Dictionary, they had like all those like, you know, words that the hood uses, and they put a dictionary term to it. Like
this. I could imagine that they learned the word hearing from the hood.
You absolutely, know? Like, but I want to know if the definition is there. Saying, yo, if you hear someone say this, this is what they're saying to you. Like, yo, like. Like, all right, say, all right, like, clap back. Like, if anyone heard that else that didn't know the culture, they'd be like, all right, what does clap back mean? But clap back means, like, oh, I'm going to get back at you type of thing.
Okay.
So that's where Urban Dictionary comes in and puts their information out there and saying, this is the words we use.
It's the dictionary for the ghetto.
Yeah, exactly. I know, exactly. So I want to know if, you know, if that word is in there. Yo, I'm so curious. Bro, I'll be back. we should do like a deep dive just in all those words and the Urban Dictionary and just be like, yo, this is out there. They're telling trade secrets. Telling trade secrets.
I'll add a little tag that'll pop up on the screen somewhere over here or over there. And that's basically where that tag will be.
Nice.
Where you could follow up some more information on there. Wow. What a.
Yeah, we got to
So, we were talking about the world being cured. Now that
Biden's president.
President-elect, sir.
President-media-elect, sir.
That's actually, I apologize. To the viewers. To the viewers.
President-media-elect Biden with color of person Kamala Harris as his VP.
So, where were you?
Person of color Kamala Harris. She's not black.
She's Asian, right? Indian? She's
Indian, half Indian and half Jamaican.
She got my vote.
And so the issue is I was overhearing my kids' Zoom class, and the teacher was like, oh, she's the first black, half black VP. And I'm like, she's not black. In the background, right? Just so like my son could hear it, and my son's like, leave me alone, Dad. And then when he came over, I was like, listen, I'm originally from East New York. A lot of Caribbean people live there. And you talk to them and you tell them, hey, you're black. And they are. They're dark, dark skin. They will literally curse you out and tell you, I'm not black. I am Jamaican. I am West Indian. I am Caribbean. They do not. Nowhere in any way, shape, or form call themselves black.
What do they consider black then?
They're African Americans. That's black to them. If you're African American, like you could trace your lineage to there, yeah, you're black. You're a black American. They are nowhere in form. And here's the crazy part. You ask them, but you're dark skinned. You're black. Just like a black American. You're just, why don't you consider yourself black with them? Not my words, their words. I'm not lazy.
Wow.
That's what they will say. I'm not lazy. I come here. My parents came here. My grandparents came here. And we work.
I think the reason why we keep coming back to race is because it's one of the main takeaways from this election.
100%.
More than anything.
100.
More than ever.
Ever, ever.
Maybe Lincoln that time, right?
Yeah. If
excluding
there,
that time.
If there was a corresponding, I guess, when the civil rights in the 1960s, would be another time where it became like a big, you know, issue. But definitely, if on a scale wise, it would be Abraham Lincoln, where it was like the black people over there and there's white people and we want to bring them all together. Here's like, we have a president, Trump, that's dividing us on those lines. Okay. Like, that's the main argument. There's no other argument that he's done but the racial divide in this country. That he's one of the culprits. Now, he's the cause. There's a lot of causes for racial division, but he's a definite main culprit of that division.
Mm. And it's interesting because I'm trying to think back to incidences, and maybe you could help me out, incidences where Trump was a blatantly racist, said something of you know, directly, that was like directly racist, you know, or inappropriate. And I could only think of the argument I get back, the kickback that I get from family and friends, is the Parkland boys. And my rebuttal to that,
the Proud Boys,
the five.
Oh yes, Parkland, yeah.
Central Park, right?
The Central Park Five, or something like that.
Right. I thought that was So, and my argument to that is that the media, forget about the media, the NYPD, the police force were charging these kids. You saw I tell them, did you see the documentary? Did you see the documentary? Yeah. Did you see it on Netflix? The media portrayed guilt. The DA portrayed guilt before these kids even had a shot. So everyone was feeding off of that information.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse for Trump or anybody.
No.
Because right. We should allow the system to, what does it say? Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't assume that someone is guilty. That's why you see the news, you know, alleged, you know, suspect, you know, they'll never say, you know, convicted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That, no.
The crime is happening in front of your face on live camera. And they're like, the alleged perpetrator.
Even Epstein, who everyone knew straight up that he was a psychopath, like child molester. They're like, alleged child molester.
Alleged.
He didn't have his day in court. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So when now they do that, but I don't
hashtag
think they were.
Epstein didn't kill himself. Just want to show. Just hashtag that. Epstein did not kill himself.
I just based on that, you know, when they make that argument, I say to myself, I'm like, everyone was feeding off of what they were being told or what they saw. Trump inappropriately, like many others, picked a side without letting the due process take place.
Yeah, he was a part of the justice mob, but he was the highest public face of that justice mob.
Trump?
Yeah, Trump. He was like the highest profile face of that mob. And, you know, like all things, it was recorded, documented. He did it. He took out the full page ad. He did all this, you know, crazy stuff. Yeah, he's guilty of that. I'm not saying that he's not guilty of that. He is 100% guilty to take a side that was 100% wrong in that. I'm talking about what has he done in the past 4 years, which people should have the conversation. If they don't, you know, or it is what it is. I mean, what did this election show us? There's 72 million people that hate Trump, right? There's 70 million people that love Trump. That's what this election just said. They're not for Biden. No one's for Biden. No one even knows who Biden is.
Yeah.
That guy he's a senile old, even, right, did you see his acceptance speech?
I've seen so many of his speeches, and this was one like of the deciding factors.
Like the one on Saturday, the one he just gave on Saturday, the one that he just said, I accept the nomination, blah, blah, blah. He was stuttering. The guy is, he's not there, but no one cared as long as he wasn't Trump.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what was your Saturday like when you heard the news?
Two big things. I was like, my wife was like, oh, look, Justin, Biden wins the presidency. And I told her straight out, I go, oh, the media's saying he won. All right. But there's a lot of stuff that has to finish up before it goes on.
Like, are Republicans in denial?
No. Republicans are down with it. they're done with Trump. Trump put it to everybody. There was no friend of Trump.
Well, there was a governor or senator who was saying don't give up, keep fighting.
Oh no, you had the governor of Georgia. You had governor of Pennsylvania. You had the Mexican president. He was like, I'm waiting until all the ballots are, because Mexican presidents or Mexican citizens, they've seen this play out before. They know what corrupted elections look like. So they're like, this looks familiar.
We're professionals here?
So they're like, let's see what it looks like after the recount. Just saying, you might be a little surprised by the outcome. They've seen this stuff before. So they're not even like worried about it yet, because they know business, let's all be said, whether it's Biden or Trump, business will be business in America. We will live tomorrow.
Yeah, the wheel keeps turning.
Yeah, the wheels keep turning.
Turning.
You know, government still is big. We're still doing what we got to do. We're getting up to eat and work and all that stuff. Yes, all that's happening. But there's certain leaders around the world with like China and Russia and, you know, they're like, no, I want that guy to win. All right, fine. Let's say Biden won. But he didn't win yet until each state says this was the final tally of the votes. Even if it's by one vote. So if 101 voted for Biden and 100 people voted for Trump, Biden wins the state. We're okay with that. We're all okay. Every U.S. citizen is okay with that. We're not okay when, as the election numbers start coming in, then all of a sudden you have people say, all right, like Pennsylvania, which the issue is, how many ballots came in after 8 o'clock on election day? So they're saying up to 900,000 votes came in after the fact. Well, the law says, not the federal law, state law of Pennsylvania. It's been there for years. It's not a new law. It's an old law. Anything that's after 8 o'clock, it's not valid.
And is that law across the board or it's by state?
Each state has their own laws. Like California, you can have two Democrats on the ticket and no Republicans. That's how California local elections work. So even the governor, he could run against another governor, another candidate party. In the same party, and be no Republican. Like the country itself is by Republican, Democrat, and Independence parties. But like California is one of those special cases where it's just whoever has the most votes running against each other. If they're two Democrats, it's two Democrats.
Should there be reform in that sense that it's
for California? No, California is way.
No, what I'm saying, the election regulations, shouldn't they be the same across the board?
No, because again, that's what makes America so different. Each state runs the way it needs. So those citizens within that state runs it wants to, and locally, then on a federal level, we all vote as a union for that president. That's where you're going to get the whole electoral college and all those votes in. So it's okay to not have the popular vote. Listen, most people live.
Wait, but I'm talking about the federal. When it gets to the federal level, we're all playing the same card. I don't care what you do in your state.
But what? So you're saying just for president?
When it gets to that level? Yeah, we're talking about everybody.
So it's letting the state say, you still have your right to do what time you want to close your polls, who has mail-in ballots, how many absentee ballots. They all have different cases between the states. That's fine, because states run at a local level. That's local. That's
but your neighborhood. But keep those regulations for the local people voting.
But that's your level. And then at like me and you, we make decisions on our block.
Yeah, our district, right?
No, this is pretty simple. We make the decisions, us people, because we're citizens of this block. So we decide the election results on this block, and then that we'll apply that to the all of Brooklyn, and we'll just keep going from there. So each, as long as that outside, like so outside the norms, but this election is special. This election was different. Like for example, Pennsylvania, the state Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court said, "Oh, we're going to change the rules. Any ballots even after the election day, up to 3 days after, could be counted."
Okay.
So that's where Republicans are a little hot, because they're like, how does, I think it's a 9-judge panel. How does 9 judges decide on what a state that has like 10 million people. How do they decide? Like, how, who gave them the authority? They're not governors. They got their job because they were appointed, like the Supreme Court of the United States. And how is it that they have the power to impose that will over all of these people when they already decided how they want to be, how they want the votes to be cast?
Yeah, you already decided what you were going to do.
Like, they decided.
You want to change it up halfway through it?
Yeah, the legislature.
Right into it?
Exactly. So the legislature, which is elected by the people, decided these are the rules we want. Then the state Supreme Court said, nah, I don't think those rules are fair. We're going to add these extra rules. Well, that's not how it works. So the biggest issue, and this is where it's going to get real political, is that the case was brought to the Supreme Court after RBG died. So there was only eight judges.
Right.
It got split 4-4. So the judgment of that case goes back to the state Supreme Court. Whatever the judgment was, it stands because we're deadlocked over here. We don't know. But one of the judges, Justice Kavanaugh, says, but if we happen to have a ninth judge and this case comes back to us, we're going to decide that all those votes that happen after 8 o'clock are not going to be counted because that goes against the state law. So right now, Biden's up by 100,000 votes. Something like that, 110,000 votes. That all may be gone. That all may be. Trump was up over 600,000 votes by 8 o'clock that day. So that cluster of votes that came in that night, gone. Do you know what kind of pandemonium that's going to happen in this country? That the Supreme Court just said, nah. Now, I don't think they're going to do it because I think the Supreme Court are people and they're going to say, do I want to see, from my judgment, the craziness or do I want to see a peaceful transition? Mm. And right now, there are no riots. There's no... The day before the election, how many businesses were boarded up?
Yo, I wish I was a contractor.
Same here. Bro, they were making
bank. Why did you call me?
Bro, they were making bank.
And they did it so nice, too.
Yo, they were efficient.
Right? Really professional looking?
Worked at least for 2 days straight, 48 hours, boarding up all the...
Like, they interviewed one guy. My dude was like, I got 7 more to go.
Yeah. But what happened? Trump lost. Nothing.
Do you think we'll have...
Except for Seattle. Seattle's retarded.
Do you think... We'll have what the hell happened in Seattle?
Seattle, like Portland, whatever, Oregon, whatever, like those two places. Those people just love to fight. Those young people love.
Isn't that where they legalized crack?
Yes,
yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. Though
that's gonna be Hunter Biden's new home state. He's gonna smoke all day, mushrooms and coke and heroin all day. I don't know. I couldn't live there ever.
So Saturday
hits.
You said two things,
and I said, listen to my wife. There's a lot that's gonna happen, and I'm afraid. I go, I'm afraid that if it happens what I think is gonna happen, we're gonna lock ourselves in our house, in our apartment, and not leave for like 2 weeks because I'm gonna like stack up rice and beans and all that,
peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Just have canned goods and all that and just wait because it's going to be hell. There was a thing in Michigan. This is where I'm more afraid of. And again, I'm the conspiracy theorist. I'm thinking like a different level. I'm thinking not like a higher level, just like, could this happen? So in Michigan, one of the counties was like a hot, heavy Republican county with Democrat. So one of the officials was like, this is really weird because it's a heavy Republican. They're big Trump people. Let me see what's that. The computer is telling me the Democrat guy won, the local congressman won. So let's do a hand vote.
Do a hand vote. Count.
Hand count.
Right.
Hand count. They take all the papers. They redo it. It was a 6,000 vote swing. The guy lost by 2. Then he's up by 5. Boom. The Republican won. They said, oh, we're going to blame it on a glitch on the computer. It was a glitch. All right. Well, glitches are made by people. Like, I took basic programming. When you do, like, the wrong number, like, if you do, like, I do a foot, but just that decimal changes everything, you know, like that. It's in the programming. So, all right.
Not that it was caused, but
it was accident from a person. Whoever did the program.
Coding program.
Whoever did something wrong, glitch, flipped over. So I said, all right, that was that county. So it turns out every state, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, they all use the same program. They all use that same thing. So my thing was this. So what if, this is the big what if. So what if a programmer there said, hey, I don't trust people. I'm going to write a little code in here that's going to switch 3% of Trump voters to Biden voters.
So what I gathered from this particular, because I haven't verified, and you guys could do it on your own, and that's what I encourage all the listeners. Yeah, make the truth your own. Go seek it. You know what I mean? Make it your own. Don't let the media tell you what it is. Seek the truth. It's out there. You just got to dig a little further. And we got a lot of time now with COVID. But what I've gathered, the little bit that I've seen, was that the program was called Demon. Mm-hmm. Of all things, right? Gunk. But that it was a programming error that flipped over 6,000 ballots, and we're talking about all the swing states that use that software program.
Listen, even my wife, when I told her this, who's like, that could never happen, said, that sounds suspect. And she's like one person that doesn't nowhere near conspiracy theories, doesn't look at them, doesn't even pay no mind. She said, that suspect, they should do a hand count. They should recount by hand all those votes. I was like, that's all anybody's asking for.
How was the city when he was announced? Was it lit?
Oh, people banging on the drum, you know, the can, like the Yankees won the World Series type of thing. People honking their horns. There was a few guys with the bikes on with flags and Biden flags and all that crap.
I was very happy because, you know, we have a system where you get to put your opinion and the people decide. If the people decided what they decided, you know.
But that's the whole thing. So,
and if the Democrats. So the question here is, was there cheating? Because if there was deliberate, intentional cheating, they're always going to be known for that.
No. There was cheating on different levels. For example, let's say Twitter, Facebook, YouTube censors conservative talk. They don't investigate Hunter Biden. All those things are complicit into saying, I want to get all this bad information away from people.
My guy?
From my guy. My guy. He has a better chance to win.
Because there's no other, what other purpose of it's my guy.
Yeah, so that's one way of them winning. Or they're just tipping the scales. Then they haven't won yet. They're just tipping that scale. This, on the other hand, if someone, for example, they said they found a trash can full of ballots, all Trump ballots in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I just heard a dog was registered to vote. Go ahead.
They said Michigan had 14,000 dead people registered to vote.
The side that I hear from
voted. Like 14,000 voted. Whether they voted for Trump or Biden, no matter what, they're dead. They're not supposed to vote.
So the argument I'm hearing a lot of is, where's the proof? Rudy Giuliani was on this morning. I don't know if you caught him.
No, I didn't catch him. I saw him on Saturday when he spoke.
He was saying, you know, the truth of the matter is there's plenty of proof and we're presenting the proof, but the media is not covering it.
He said,
you guys are not covering it. You're the first one to cover it by hearing me out. But there is proof out there.
The issue is, this is how the media plays the word games. Was there systemic corruption in voting? Meaning, was there one guy in charge that's controlling
the culprit?
Dishonesty. Is there the mafia behind it?
Is it organized?
Is it organized? Targeted? Exactly.
Who's in charge? Who thought about this?
Who can we blame if it really went down? Who's the real person that did this? That's what they're trying to. That again, it's a valid argument. It's absolutely a valid argument. But if you're talking about right now, like for example, they're saying, "Oh, Antifa." Oh, Antifa is which they said the president, FBI, top FBI said it's an ideology. You're right, it is an ideology.
But is it possible that one of the persons that were counting those mm-hmm. votes decided to go?
Yeah, but can he do 100,000 votes? He couldn't do 100,000 votes. But if you have groups of people with their own agenda in line, then it's not an organizational failure. It's just organizational failure by people.
No, that's an organized crime. That's an organized federal crime.
But they're not talking to one another. Like if me and you were in the room and we're just switching votes left and right, we're switching Trump votes to Biden votes, or we're adding numbers to it.
So we need things like meetings and
exactly conversations. That doesn't exist. No, that's not real. That's not real.
That they sat down and were like, okay, this is the plan.
So the closest thing they'll have that is the glitch. The glitch. If that thing is real, check this out. Let's just say 3%. Which I always found weird when I was watching CNN. Again, I hate CNN. CNN's a bunch of idiots.
Shout out to CNN.
Shout out CNN right there. But who's the guy with the maps? Who's the anchor that did the maps all on CNN? What was his name?
Oh my God, that guy's so annoying.
No, but he's the best map guy in the world.
He is though.
Like if I was lost, I want to call him and tell him. Show me the way out, because he's awesome with the maps.
I know where Arizona is now. I know where
Nevada is. All day. So his thing, so he's going through the map, right? This guy's retarded. So he kept on going to each like district, goes, Biden compared to Hillary. All right, Biden's doing well. He's doing 3% higher than Hillary. Biden's doing well in this district. Like, even if he lost the district, but he's doing 3% higher. 3%. He kept on saying that 3%, 5% higher. And I'm like, why is he keep, like, yeah, that's the number. But why even, like, Republican districts where most of them are, like, you know, pro-Republican, pro-Trump, Biden was doing better. Even if he was, like, getting, like, a third of the vote, it was always at 3% higher. So I'm like, wait a minute. To me, again, conspiracy, I don't know. I got no proof.
Where are you at, Alex Jones?
Right. Alex Jones, please. Let's hashtag Alex Jones. Right? What if it was just that? What if someone in programming said, let's do 3% high? Because that's all we need, 3% of every single district. Just to vote a little bit more. Even if they lose, even if Biden loses it, get a little bit more. Because we know, because they know they won the big cities. They know they got that unlocked. But they can't get the whole state. You can't win the whole state without a little shift, just that little bit of shift. Yeah. So that 3% across the board gives Biden the extra 100,000 votes, even like hundreds of thousands, because now you got to catch up to Trump and then beat him, even though he's extremely popular in all of suburbia, in like right. Pennsylvania.
Right.
Listen, the guy was holding events in Pennsylvania, getting 20, 30, 60,000 people in each event, and now he's down? It's a little weird. It's a little suspect.
I have to agree. If there is,
oh, my kids say sus. Everything's sus to them. Everything's sus. They what? They play that game. What's that game?
Among Us.
Everything's sus.
Among
they
Us.
They're even telling me, "Hey, Dad, you're so sus right now. What you doing?" I'm like, "Who the? Who are you telling me I'm sus? Punch that kid in the face." Yo,
your oldest?
The two of them doesn't even know yet. But my daughter, who's six, like, Dad, you're so sus right now. I'm like, what? Like, you're acting sus. I'm like, stop.
Yeah, I'll post this up on the link. But this is what I found amazing.
Yeah, man. No, listen. If that's real,
for you listeners that can't hear, it's basically an image of Obama's inauguration or rallies, bringing in 69. And the title over it is 69 million votes. And under that is another image of Biden's rallies, and over that is 72 million votes. How is that even? I mean, there's nobody there.
And again,
how does he have 72 million votes, and the first black president only had 69?
Here's my biggest thing.
Isn't that a 3% margin? I don't know math, bro.
No.
GED all day.
That's not, that's, is that Obama? Just, or is that Trump rally?
No, that's Obama. That's Obama.
Oh, look at that. All right.
That's Obama.
So, so my issue is this. If Biden wins, which, okay, it is what it is. That's our democracy. Tomorrow, the sun will come out. The whole nine,
and it definitely came out.
But it was
even Jesus is happy.
But it shows you, yo, it's Trump hate.
Get in trouble.
Yo, Trump hate is real. That Trump hate is, yo, it's real. It's a real thing. Like what they call it, the Trump derangement syndrome, whatever it was. That's a real thing. And people voted just on that. Like, I don't want to feel crazy anymore. I gotta vote the guy out.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand the logic behind it, because it's like, it's pure. And here's where the conundrum is for me. Mm-hmm. It's hate.
Hate, 100%.
It's hate. Let's call it for what it is.
Hate.
It is pure hate. And one of the things, Chappelle said it well on Saturday night, but I've been trying to etch on the same message. And the message is this. When you feel that way mm-hmm. towards anyone, do you feel the anger in your face?
My wife does.
Do you feel the tension in your heart? The aggravation, the, and I ask you, is that the way you want to spend your small, infinitesimal time on Earth?
Here's the issue. I only feel about that, like, I don't feel that with Biden, because I think he's an idiot. You know, he's a real idiot. Kamala Harris, I don't even feel that with her, because, you know, she's doing the job.
I'm just saying in general, no. Bro, why are you trying to live with hate in your heart?
I'll tell you right now, like Chuck Schumer, I feel that hate for him. Yo, Pelosi, I feel that hate. 100%.
Pelosi's 80 years old, bro. Leave her alone.
She needs to die.
Oh my gosh.
She's got to die.
Censor.
Got to die. Beep. Not that I want someone to kill her.
Let's be clear. The Basement does not endorse the ideas or ideologies or thoughts of opinion on anyone on this show, including me. I got to protect the brand, son.
I totally understand. Totally understand. That was my fault. Right. I hope she lives a happy life.
And you coming at me for saying, nigga, please.
I know. Isn't that weird?
What is going on in the world?
You might get attacked for saying, you know, nigga.
Oh, I've been saying nigga for a long ass time.
I'll probably get attacked for saying I want an 80-year-old woman to die.
You know. Well, the interesting thing to keep on topic was while the speech was going on, Kamala Harris did her thing. And while Kamala was speaking, my family members were like, oh, shut up, Kamala, you're taking all the good speeches, save some for Biden. And then I sent the meme out to my family in regards to Biden and Harris. Long story short, Biden starts speaking. 5 minutes into it, everyone is gone. No one's looking at the TV, no one's on their phone.
Bro, it's done, man. Right, she's the one. All right, my pastor, he's a young black man, right? I don't know if I should shout out to him. I'll shout out to him later. Right,
you don't have to. That's fine.
No, only because I want to. You know, I love the dude. He's a great man. And he was telling me his family, right? They were voting for Kamala because they want her to be president. I'm like, but that's not how you're supposed to vote. Like, you're voting for the old guy to die and her to take over. Like, that's what you're voting for? Like, that's gruesome. Like, that's a whole other level of, like, I'll vote that side only because the top guy's going to die or get excused because he's crazy as hell.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yep.
Which is insane.
There's a meme of, and I'll post it up, there's a meme of, what do you call that? Kamala congratulating Joe Biden. He's in a wheelchair. She pushes him off the cliff.
Oh, yes, yes.
You've seen it, right?
Oh, I've seen that.
I'll post that up. I'll note the timestamp here. But the funny thing about that is I sent that to my family. And while we were watching the speech, the conversation came up. And one of my family members, shout out to my family. They love me, by the way. No, they don't. Love? That's a strong word.
Well,
one of my family members go, you know, if he does, you know, because they're referring to the meme that I sent.
Yeah.
And they're like, if he does pass away, she'll be the first president to serve three terms. Like, they're already
saying, like, this is what's going to happen.
This was the goal all along.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, that'll be so good. And I'm like, how is this even appropriate? And then you guys want to talk about unity?
Yeah, no, it's.
Bro, what are we really saying here? I'll post up the meme. It's at 50. But I yeah, it's almost like they're like, it's almost like they just needed. And then in Biden's speech, he gave really special thanks to his wife. And I couldn't help the feeling of like, is that your home health aide?
Like, she's
is that your assistant?
She's keeping the drugs in order for him. Like, I mean, she's not like a real doctor. Like, she's a doctor of education. And he's always like, doctor, doctor.
I never even knew she was a doctor anything.
I mean, like, shout out to all those who get their PhDs and, you know, they do all the 10 years of extra schooling.
I couldn't do it.
God bless.
I'm having a hard time sitting in this conversation.
Great. But, you know, he's like very proud. I mean, I'm proud of my wife. You know, she's,
yo, she's your wife. Dog. Your wife is dope, bro.
Like, but it's almost like that. Like, shout out to the person who's like,
who been holding me down and managed to get the party in there. And now I'm out. Everyone he's appointing, the COVID team.
Yeah.
It's all Obama's people.
No.
It's a copy and paste.
Bro, he literally, I mean, hand up the, what is it, up the, and like puppet, like that. That's who he is. That's, and he's accepting it. He goes, yes, I've been in, doing this for 47 years. I wanted to be president.
Why did Obama wait so long to endorse him?
Because he knows he's crazy. Dude, he knows he's crazy. He knows, like, this dude, he called him like, oh, Uncle Joe. That's crazy, Uncle Joe. He was crazy, Uncle Joe, that he needed to get the white people.
I have another question to tap on for that real quick. You've seen the clips of Biden using the word, and that's with the ER at the end.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The real inappropriate word. Yeah. I say nigga with an A, and we use that as a good thing, bad thing, everything in between. But the ER version is a racist term, and he's used it. He's used it several times, and I could put up the clip.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
Kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. It's a point. I'm not joking.
My question is this. Why did Obama pick him as his VP? Hold on. If he knew that he had said these racist things, and the only thing I could fathom is, do you think that Obama picked Biden as his VP because he wanted to sort of tap into that side of America, those voters? So let me bring in the racist VP, mm-hmm, so I could, you know, sort of play with that side too and get those votes. Your thoughts?
All right. I think Obama being he's a black man, you know, even though he's half, but he's a black man. You know, he gets the whole credit of being black man. It's a black man running for president. It's going to scare a lot of white people. It absolutely would. It's a huge change. It's a huge, like, he's liberal enough to get all the liberals, and the liberals make up about 30% of the population. Conservatives make up the other 30%, and then you have that middle ground that's like a little bit, they have like the conservative values, but they're liberal ideas, you know,
right?
They're like that middle ground, and then you have like that 5% that are just like crazy, whacked out, like communist, socialist thing. So Obama's like, I got that 5%, I got that 30%, I need to get that extra 15-20% just to lock in my votes. I need someone who knows the system, someone who's a swamp rat. Shout out to Amazon. Amazon, Netflix. They have a movie called The Swamp. I don't know if you saw that.
The Swamp?
The Swamp.
Ooh, that's like a segment I like to call What You Watching.
So again, short take of the movie. It just shows it's all about money within D.C. It's all about money. Pelosi she's only Speaker of the House because she could raise X amount of $1 million, so she could help out her other candidates and all that, or the people that are around her. It's all about raising money, and not just a little money, a ton of money. Biden, he's been in the game so long, he knows where to find the money. He gets his money from banks. He gets his money from trade. He knows how to get that influence. So Obama coming in, who was only a senator, he was a state senator for like 2 years. He was a U.S. senator for 2 years. So he didn't have those connections. Mm. So he's like, I need
But Biden being in service for 40 something years.
At the time he was 36 years. 30, or something like that.
Okay, right.
Yeah, 36 years, because he was president before. So
47 minus the last 12, right?
Yeah. So he's got all these years of experience. He's made all these deals. He's a part of that swamp culture to make everyone kind of easy. All right, I'm gonna get this crazy old white guy, even if he's dropping the N-word 1,000 times. Obama's like, I'll be his boss, and everyone's cool with that. He's cool with that. I just need that extra 15%. It's a part of America that says, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with whatever. As long as you don't touch my pocketbook too hard, I'm okay with it.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. I'm okay with you taking guns, but don't take every gun. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with limiting speech, but not all speech. I'm okay with it. Like, that's the type of, like, okay people that voted for Biden even now that said, I can't vote for Trump because he's too much of one side. He's too right. He's too conservative. Then you have people who goes, I just want a middle-of-the-road character. And Biden is the epitome of that. He is. The only issue now is he's a puppet to other people who have really, really strong agendas, like the Pelosi's, like the Schumer's of the world. They have this really, I want, like Schumer said, right, there's going to be a runoff U.S. Senate elections in Georgia, two seats. Right now, the Republicans have 50 seats in the Senate. Right, 50? No, they have 49.
49 and 49. 49
and 48. No,
49, 49. 49.
Yeah, 49, 49.
It's like split.
So
you need 51.
So there's win. Two senators in Georgia, runoff January 5th, that, yo, you, if you want to see money being poured into a state, you're going to see in the hundreds of millions. I already got like 13 text messages for, like, you know, for the Win Red to raise money for these two candidates, for two Republican candidates. Because they say, if we lose these seats, right, that's it. It's all Democrat control. They're going to do whatever they want to do. So this is the real, it's not Biden. Biden was just to get Trump out. Now you need to get the agenda out. The only way to get the agenda out is if you own the House, the Senate, and the White House. So they got the White House, they got Biden, the puppet, whatever they
That's
want.
That's when Pelosi was saying we won the war.
No, she
but
won.
We got the bat. We
she
still
won the battle. She hasn't won the war yet. The war is the Senate. She knows. She feels it. Schumer literally said, he goes, we're going to win Georgia, those two Senate seats, and then we're going to change the world. He's not changing the world for better. He's just going to reshape the world into what he envisions America should look like. And you could, and if you have 51, that's all you need. That's all you need, 51. That'll change everything.
I ran into a female on one of the social platforms, and I was like, you know, first of all, she was hot. But
Shout out to hotness.
I was like, you know, it's so weird. You're promoting a Trump, and she's like, I'm not voting the person, I'm voting the policy.
She's 100%. No, she's on, and that's the fight.
I literally had nothing to say. They were like, can we talk about it a little bit?
No, that's 100% the argument I have with all my friends. When they found out I voted for Trump in 2016, they were like, Stephen, but we love you. I'm like, yes.
So. You were losing them, right? They sounded like it was the end.
And they were like, but you're not a racist. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, Trump supporters are racist. I'm like, who told you that? Like, I go, I'm pro-business. I want you to make as much money. I don't want there to be one Jeff Bezos. I want there to be hundreds of Jeff Bezoses out there.
Yeah.
I don't want there to be one Amazon. I want there to be 100 Amazons out there. That's why, shout out to Parler. Parler, I'm looking at you, buddy.
Oh.
Parler, newest social media platform. It's the opposite of Twitter that censors all our information. Download Parler. We're going to be on Parler too. We're going to pull our information out there as well. But that's what I'm going with. And then the other one is Rumble. Shout out to Rumble against YouTube, the opposite version of YouTube. No censoring. These two new sites, they're built by conservatives, but that's because they believe in 100% free speech. Either that or we all turn to Pornhub. We all know Pornhub. They're 100% free speech too.
We're not going to shout out Pornhub.
Not going to shout out Pornhub?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't want to.
There's a lot of people on Pornhub.
That's a lot of people. You're right.
And they don't believe in censorship. That's what that's the American dream. They don't believe in censorship.
Shout out to Pornhub.
I don't watch you guys, but I know you guys don't censor anything, so which is cool.
I mean, they bring in the big bucks.
They do.
Right? They definitely bring in the big bucks.
And we are not sponsored by Pornhub. We're not sponsored.
We're not sponsored by anybody.
By anybody.
No one is even watching this. Bro. This show is. We have three viewers: me, myself, and I. Because these niggas don't even watch this.
We're getting into it. It's the time of COVID. I got all my other podcasts, and
I feel like you got your mojo back in the sense of, you know, just I think this like a lit a fire up your ass.
I
wanted to get your voice out.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that's exactly what happened.
Okay,
so I'm going through the whole election thing. I still think that Trump has a narrow way of winning this. It's going to go through the courts. It's going to go through recounts. It's going to be mayhem. People are going to get killed. Type of thing. All right, that's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, Biden wins. But I feel like now I'm part of the 70 million Americans that voted for Trump to say, you know what, we need to get this message out better. We need to get deeper into the truth of the matter. What are the truths out there that we got to go out there? That CNN, MSNBC, they all kept on like just saying, no, that's misinformation. No, that's information. And we're going to show you that it's valid information. Combat us with the other side, and then we'll have a discussion. There was no discussion in media. There is no discussion in media anymore. They literally have their pundits, and they're all regurgitating the same thing. You see them. They have their five people on the thing, and they all think the same. Get two more people that don't think like you.
That's one of the... You mentioned something important there for me. He that's really where he lacks, is communicating.
Yes.
His communication skills are not there. But I keep pointing to the fact that I voted for a president that, again, their primary function is to make sure that we wake up in the morning, that we're not terrorized, we're not threatened, another 9/11 doesn't happen, Pearl Harbor. That's their primary function. A job I don't want to have. I don't want to know the potential threats every night. I couldn't sleep. I can't even play poker without catching a heart attack. And we're only betting like 50 cents. So that's their primary function. And kudos to Obama. Kudos to Trump for keeping us safe and being able to wake up at night, you know, without threats and attacks on our nation. So I don't need my president to be socially apt. I get it's part of the package, but it's not the qualifying factor in my vote. You know, is this person level-headed enough? Is this person tough enough or have a backbone enough to let our enemies know, not today, son, we'll pull the trigger.
Yeah.
We're not playing. And sometimes you need that a little bit, because if not, they're going to step all over you. You know, in our trade deals, in our relations, the fact that we're paying for everything, we're becoming the police of the earth, and we have to pay and shell out.
But that's the whole thing that Trump stopped all that, because he was tired of other people saying, oh, the U.S. got, you know, they got the money, they're going to pay for it. Biden already said, we're going to go back to the Paris Agreement, whatever that, you know, green thing. We're going to be paying more for gasoline. Right now, gas in New York City is $2.05, something like that.
Yeah, however, jump something down, whatever.
$2.15.
Remember when it was like almost freaking, it was 99 cents in the state.
It went to a dollar. The most I've seen in New York City was $1.98. And I was like, I'm filling everything I have with gasoline.
Get me a cup.
Yeah, I want everything. I was like, I need this to stay like this. And with this agreement, guess what? We're going to be paying high for more for this, for gas and all that. Hey, 72 million Americans are for it. No problem. It's great. Don't be angry when you're saying, oh, I didn't know.
Right.
No, you did know. You just hated Trump so much that it didn't bother you. The policy didn't bother you. The man bothered you. And you couldn't take it. No problem. And the thing is, they might even say, you know what, I could have taken it because Biden's only going to live for another 2 years.
No, I've had individuals just say, I can't stand him.
Yes.
And I, you know, and they're a problem with it. I just can't stand it. One person was like, his stupid mouth. I'm like,
I've had people say, his hair, I can't stand his hair. I'm like, his hair doesn't make decisions. Like.
But he does his hair, so he made that decision, sir.
That's true. That's true.
I'm here to defend you guys too, all right? Yes. But it's not a beauty contest. That's my argument.
It's not. Listen, I mean, in the end, we just want the best policies for America. I felt Trump had him better. He wanted his actions to be the deciding factor. Like right now, COVID's cured. It was done in 9 months to find the disease, to analyze the disease, get the proper ways to beat it. Whatever the scientists did, they used magic. I don't care what they did. It went into testing about 2 months ago. This is the results of those tests. Even though I think conspiracy theory, they should have had this. This information should have been released last week before the election. They had it. Don't even play yourselves. They had.
You're saying that they had the.
They knew.
And they could have.
If they would have said,
like Pelosi with that second stimulus check.
Yes.
I'm not trying to make Trump look good on his while he's in the chair.
100%.
So we'll hold off on.
Hold off on it because it would look like he's influencing the election. No, everyone's influencing the election. This would have been a game changer because he's been saying, hey, a cure is on the way, because the information he's getting is saying, yeah, we're almost there. We just can't release it because it's not legal yet. They had this information. But you know what? It's all said and done. COVID is cured.
Nothing going on.
We can go back outside. And, you know, even though I'm outside anyway, I don't give a crap because it's 99.9%, like, nothing happens to you.
Really?
99. It's like something stupid, like 99.997.
That when you get it, you get a little sniffle and you go.
You barely get even that. You're not getting anything. You don't even know what's in your system.
Some people, you're right. That came out where some people had it, didn't even know they had it.
They go through it and they say, oh, yeah, I'm done.
Oh, it looked like I tested myself.
The people who are the most are people with two diseases or more and all that. And absolutely. Like, listen, I'm overweight. I fall into that, you know, so mine, it's not 99% for me. It's definitely for my kids, which I was always afraid of, but they were going to be fine. Like my wife had told me, we need to get them tested. And I go, they're fine. If they're sick, you take them to a doctor. If they're not sick.
Yeah, why run the risk of potentially
But why run the risk for even mentally?
Or the headache.
Yeah, why even do that? If they're sick, you bring them to the hospital, to the doctor. If they're not, they're home, they're safe. Done. Let's go. But us, you know, I'm overweight. I fall into that percentage. I maybe not be 99, but I'm like 94. So those are the questions. Those are the things that we go through. Those are the, I don't know. That's the risk that we take. And listen, I drive every day. I'm an Uber. I'm more likely to get into an accident than anybody out there.
I'm surprised you're still here, sir.
I'm surprised.
We're going to take a quick break. TheBasementNY.com. So we're back, basically. We're going to basically recap this because there's a lot to go into. And just like in the weeks that we have ahead of us with this whole recount thing, we were talking on the sidelines and you were mentioning how if this doesn't push through by January 14th, if they don't make a decision, my mind exploded. Right. I got ooze of brain matter coming out of my ears. Go ahead.
All right. So we talked about the glitch. If the glitch is real, they do a recount in the two swing states are getting recounted. We're talking about
Pennsylvania
and Wisconsin, I believe, are the two automatic recounts. Pennsylvania? No, Georgia. Sorry. Georgia. Wisconsin, automatic recounts. State law says automatic recount. Pennsylvania is on the cusp of that automatic recount. They're waiting more for Supreme Court judges to weigh in on the ballots that came in after 8 o'clock. Because state law says any ballots after 8, you don't count them. They don't exist. We talked about that. Their state Supreme Court said they do. Our Supreme Court will say, more than likely will say, they don't exist. So that gives Trump Pennsylvania as is, or runoff, or like a recount, at least the minimum. They'll do a recount. Maybe the Supreme Court judge says that. I said, listen, it's tight. Automatic recount. It is what it is. So you're about three states, maybe a fourth, Arizona, which is really, really close as well. Nevada is in that cusp as well. So let's say those five states, they all do recounts. Trump wins.
But he needs four of those five.
He needs four of the five. Yes, you're right. He needs four of the five. So it's a long shot.
It's a long shot.
It's a long shot because he...
I mean, the only one he doesn't need is Nevada, which only, I think, has six electoral votes.
Yeah, that's probably the only one he needs. So he needs four. So
that's the only one he could afford to lose,
right now,
rather.
Yeah, that's the only one he could afford to lose. Right now, he's at Alaska. Even though they haven't called it for him, he's like leading by like 90% of the vote. 65% of the vote. North Carolina, he's winning there still. Again, that's really close, 20,000 votes.
But even if let's say the four states count.
So let's say this. If they go into a recount, it's going to take time. There's going to be Republican and Democrat officials in the room while they recount. It's a tedious and very time-consuming process because they don't do 24 hours a day. It's a regular like work day. They count each one. And they verify.
People got to eat, bro.
Yeah, and they got to verify, and they, you know, and there's gonna be a lot of challenges for each one. A lot of judges come into play. You know, like, oh, that he scribbled. He didn't really circle in. He circled around Trump's name. He didn't, you know, do the little black dot. I even heard one where, this is in Pennsylvania, where they only got ballots with Biden's name only, no Trump name on it. So they counted that to say, oh, but they voted. Like, no, you need both names on the thing. Like, yeah. It could have been to a senile old person. Like, that's, you know, dead people voting. All these challenges will come up. If. Let's see what happens. It's going to be interesting. You know, for a political junkie, this is like an ultimate Super Bowl. It's like you're getting teams from like 1950s to play.
Is it making up for the current season in football?
Oh, no. This is like you're going to be glued to the television and be like, I need to hear what that judge says. Like, show me exactly what they say. If it goes that far, and this is where like the fear comes in the most. So if it takes time, let's say if Florida took in 2000, Florida took 37 days to figure out what their mess is. Kudos to Florida. They've solved their problems since then. That's why they were one of the first people to say, hey, no, this is our vote.
This is our vote. Done. Go. We'll go. Leave us alone.
Leave us alone. We're done. You can't blame us.
Yeah. Not another 2000.
Blame Pennsylvania now. 2016 was Ohio. Blame Ohio. This is now. This is all on Pennsylvania. They haven't got their act straight. So, if there's not a decision because it's in the courts, because of votes, you know, they're
counting whatever.
They're counting whatever, and it goes to January 14th. The president of the United States.
January 14th. Nothing happens.
They're still deciding.
They're still nothing's changed. They're still working it out.
Still working it out, which is very, very plausible. Remember, we're plausible to have a electoral college tie,
bro. That was one thing that was turning my.
And the only reason why they couldn't be a tie is because Biden won that extra one electoral vote from Maine. That's why he.
That's the only reason why it can't be a tie.
It cannot be a tie. That's the only reason why.
Jesus, I should have googled it.
And the thing is, Trump won that county last time, so they were really looking at that county and say, "Oh, listen, if it's a tie, we're screwed because Republicans own like all the houses and all that. We're screwed because all of Congress gets there, and the states get a vote. There's more Republican states than are Democratic. So Trump wins again. So." When Biden won that, they're like, all right, can't be a tie. That's it. Biden's going to win no matter what. All right, cool. But this recount, which should happen to give every American, which I believe in, a peace of mind, have a recount of those swing states. It will take time. I'm guessing it will go past January 14th. The president of the United States is Nancy Pelosi. She assumes the entire. She gets a Secret Service. And here's the funny thing: even if she serves one day, and they figure out the next day, oh, Biden won. Okay, she is in our history books as President of the United States for one day. You have to call her President,
Madam President,
Madam President Nancy Pelosi.
Oh,
she would be the first woman. Even for a day, isn't that? Wouldn't that be crazy? I'm pretty sure people want to see that, just for a day. Just do it for a day. Hold the seat warm.
Oh my gosh.
Get those old baggy bones in there.
I was trying not to drink another bottle of wine tonight, bro. Yeah,
yes. This is why this year, and again, this is where I don't like the media. Like, they're trying to say, it's Biden. Don't worry. No. We live under specific rules that the courts have a say in how we enact judgment. So that's why there's a respect for the court system, there's respect for the Supreme Court. Listen, the Supreme Court automatically could just say, all those votes that came in at 8 o'clock on, gone. Trump wins the state. Now Biden's at 270. Well, you have two states that are
still counting.
Automatically still counting. You can't declare him the winner. It's not going to happen. The CNN, Fox, MSNBC, NBC, Reuters, all those guys have to retract what they said and say, no. Let's get to the recount. And when they do, and it's a hand recount. They're not putting back in machines. Somebody's in the room, one Biden, one Trump, two Biden, three Biden. They're doing that. And there's two people hovering above them looking watching. And saying, I want to see
from both
that.
Parties.
From both parties.
Right.
And as a fact, that's the issue with Pennsylvania is that
they were not letting people see, or for a certain period of time, there was a window where no one was able to see what they were doing.
No, it was.
And then they were like 20 feet away.
No, Republicans wanted to be 6 feet away from the thing. There was a Democratic person there. There was no Republican to be at the counter. And the judge said, no, you got to let them in the room. They said, all right, we'll let them in the room. And then they moved the table further away.
Yeah, 20 feet. And then they moved it back. They had to have like a little timeout to bring the barricades closer.
No, but they moved the counting table.
Further away.
From they the said, barricade. You can move 6 feet closer to me. I'm just going
to But that doesn't mean I don't have to
I don't
move.
Have to move 10 feet further away from you. Isn't that nuts? Yo, isn't that nuts? So
yes.
Here's the thing. Federal law says all those ballots that are counted, and they were from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I got to call Jesse. Yo, you messed up, Jesse.
Does Philadelphia live in Philadelphia? Does Jesse live in Philadelphia?
No, he lives in Allentown. But even Allentown
lives. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Allentown, bunch of libs. Libbies.
For those of you who don't know, I am an unaparty affiliate.
I'm a registered independent because I believe in the capitalist system being the most generous to people than other systems.
Mm.
That's what I want people to be free to make as much money.
What system?
The capitalist system. Yeah, I'm into making money. Not that I'm rich. I'm not rich. I'm dirt poor. I drive Uber.
You seen these mics, right? You should see that camera. Right.
But here's the thing. Like Prop 22 that was in California would have said, if that passed in California, they would have made every Uber driver employee of Uber. That means we get, you know, health care, we get time off, and we get benefits. We get all that stuff. The problem with that is now Uber determines my hours. That's not capitalist. I want to make money whenever I want to make money.
Yeah, I want to work extra the days I know there's going to be extra.
I want to work 2 in the morning and no one can say no to me. I want to work 2 in the afternoon. I say no to me. That's the system I want to live under. That's the system that I'm very comfortable. And I say, this is a system that's very fair to everyone. You decide. You want to work 2 jobs? Work 2 jobs. You want to work 3? Work 3. You don't want to work none? To work none. You're just going to feel the repercussions of what you work. Or what you don't work. That's my issue. And that's where I'm like, I'm not a big fan of Biden. I'm not a big fan of the Democratic Party. I've seen what Democratic policies, or what they say progressive policies, done to New York. I've seen it. I've lived here all my life. How it just is lower and lower and lower and lower. There was a great map they showed of New York State. And they're like, hey, New York isn't blue. It's red. But New York City's blue.
And that's where all the people are.
And that's where the votes come in. They go.
Yeah, but even this time.
Everyone else is happy.
Yeah, but even this time, I was looking at it a week ago. I don't know what the official numbers are, but it was at like 78% counted New York State. And I compared what Hillary's numbers were to what Trump's numbers were. Even in this blue, forever blue state, you know, Hillary had 36%. I'm sorry, Trump had 36% of votes when he went against Hillary in New York State. And this time, he was at 43.
Bro, people are saying, I've seen what New York, LA, San Francisco, and
what's happening there, yeah,
Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Portland, Michigan, all these heavy epicenters of the states, all these metropolitan, and they're crappy as hell.
Yeah,
they're crappy as hell. There's high crime, high unemployment, it's not a good place to be. But yet we're so used to these policies that we don't want those policies to change because we'll lose something. No one wants to see their.
It's not in our better interest.
Listen, I've never been on food stamps ever. Zero. My kids are out. My kids were home for COVID.
They got the
food stamp card.
The stimulus, the whole package that everybody got.
They got the food stamp card from the school. They said, listen, if we're not providing school lunches, here's money that you provide at home. I used both of them it bought me 2 months of free groceries. Not free, you know, we pay for it in taxes. But I used that for groceries.
Yeah.
Hey, I could feel after I pay out of pocket, I could feel, I don't want that to change. I check every day to see when they put more money in the card. I still carry the two cards on me.
You got it clipped onto your keychain?
Yo, just ready to go. I'm like, yo, I'm because my kids are only school 2 days a week, 3 days a week.
Okay, they're doing blended.
Like, they're doing blended.
So
where am I? So where's my food stamp money? They're not.
They're hungry. Hello. Yo,
hello.
Hello. You forgot.
Even if you give me $50 a month, we're good. Let's go. I could totally see that. I could totally see where people don't want those systems to change. You're so dependent on it that's what it is. It's all you know. And you're comfortable with it, go right ahead. Absolutely. I can see why you always vote Democrat. I can see why you always vote Republican.
Yeah.
Because you like certain things the way they are. All right. Me personally, my politics, my passions lie. I just want to make sure that I earn whenever I want to. You can't tell me what to do.
Right.
And I want that for you too.
Right, right. I've taken the opportunity. There's a little bit of division in my family because I have.
My division is just with my wife. Everyone else is on my side.
I'm glad she doesn't listen to this show.
Just her. She's a. Yeah.
Man. Are you letting out certain words or frustrations here ether?
Because in her job, it's all about. And we'll be straight out that she's into anti-racist policies. All right, I didn't know racism existed in teaching young kids that much. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know math was.
I didn't know it was a subject alongside history.
But I didn't know math was racist. How is 2 + 2 racist? That's the conversation I have. I go, how is that racist? And she goes, no. It's the way you treat the student when they don't get it wrong. Okay, that's learning.
That's communicating.
That's communicating.
That's dialogue. Yeah.
And if a teacher doesn't change, you should fire them. But we don't do that in New York because they have powerful unions that protect them. All right, so the problem isn't that system. The problem is your union system. But that's a different thing. Then she'll be like, science. Is science racist? I thought science is science. Like, yeah. We have to observe in
theories and facts.
Apparently, I didn't know it was racist. I had a conversation with one of her friends. She was like, the declaration... the Electoral College is racist. I was like, why? It's like, because a bunch of white men made it. So if a bunch of white men made science, like the theory of relativity, is it racist?
Bunch of white men made the whole country. We're going to get rid of the whole country?
That's exactly where the ideas are flowing. That's exactly what's it. She even told me this. This is I'm going to finish. This is a whole other conversation I'm going to have another time. But she told me this, which was hilarious. So a college said, hard work is a white supremacist idea. So I go, oh, okay, hard work. So to my wife, so hard work. So she's like, all right, she goes, I can see that. I'm like, why? She's like, well, I go, because I have a problem saying we're a racist country because people from India, people from Asia descent, Koreans, Chinese, they do better than white people. Statistically, they do better than white people. It's a fact. The facts don't lie. They do better than white people. Matter of fact, Chinese stores in New York City are closing because their children are not inheriting the stores. They're becoming doctors that came here 20 years ago. So the kids are like, I'm not doing pork fried rice.
Yeah, I'm stepped up socially in the class. Yeah,
I'm, and the parents are like,
but I want some pork fried rice.
Yeah, but here's the thing, the parents are like, that's why I came here for. I'll work the job, you get the better job, I'll retire in peace or die in peace knowing that you're better off than me. The American dream, let's go. Listen, even RBG said, what separates a bookkeeper and a Supreme Court judge? One generation. Her mother was a bookkeeper at a tailor shop. She's a Supreme Court judge. She's a Jewish woman Supreme Court judge. One generation separates. That's what happens in this country. Wow. That's what I want. I want that over and over and over again. As many times as possible.
And think about how much more we would progress as a nation.
If we just kept that
model. And that perspective.
So going back to my wife. So I said, all right. So hard work is considered a white supremacist idea. Because that's what we preach in America. You work hard, you'll get somewhere. She goes, yeah. I go, so why do Asians do better and all that? And she's like, I got the answer. I go, no, I got your answer. I'm going to say it, and you're going to agree with me. Are they assimilating into white people? She goes, yes. They're assimilating. I go, so it's assimilating when we all start work on time. That we all do the work to 100%. That's white. I go, do you know how dumb that sounds? Do you know how stupid it would be if I went to a meeting and said, late to a meeting and said, oh, that's the way you white guys are. I'm doing that my time, my Latino time. Are you insane? That's how people get fired. If I'm an owner of a company, and I said, let's start, they go, because she brought it, goes, you know, when you set a party and it'd be like, listen, everyone show up at 8 because we're running on white people time. I go, you see it as a joke, but where's the real joke at? Is it on the white people? Or is it on minorities who always show up late? Mm. Like, shouldn't we all just understand, like, if a party starts at 8 or a meeting starts at 8, be there by 8? If you're late, then you're the dumbass that was late.
You're creating all these stereotypes, personifying these stereotypes.
But that's
as a joke. Meanwhile, the joke is on you.
It's on you.
Yeah.
So if you're 30 minutes late, that means you missed 30 minutes of the party. That means if you're 30 minutes late of the meeting, you missed 30 minutes of information in the meeting. You missed 30. Like, those are all repercussions of what you do. Now, if you're always on time and you're always getting your work done, that's the guy I'm promoting, regardless of skin color, gender, sexual orientation. I don't care.
That guy's about my money.
That person is about making my business better. You got the job.
Yeah.
Now you got the job, I'm gonna promote you as high as I can.
Because what you're doing
is what I want done within my organization, whether it's financial, whether it's, like, you know, profitable, nonprofit. I want that person running it. That's why this whole, like, $15 an hour thing that they want to get passed, federal, everyone pays $15 an hour.
Everywhere, yeah.
So I'm like, you're still going to get the same amount of work at $15 an hour. You just change the denomination. The person you pay $10 who sucks at their job, not going to pay $15, there's no incentive for them to say, now I'm making money, I got to prove better. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I introduced that argument a week ago to my cousin, and I was like, you know, with the whole 50 cents, now wanted to be 20 cents, now he is. I was like, I actually put it me. Where you at, 20 cents?
Bro, he's moving. I'm gonna tell you where he's moving to. I think he's moving to Puerto Rico.
Wow. Makes sense. There's no taxes?
There's 5% federal income tax.
Wow.
5%. He's chilling. 6 months, he's gonna have sex with lots of Puerto Rican women. A lot of mixed babies out there.
No.
And yeah, no. Damn, 50 cent. Jerk. Just gonna make mixed babies. I think he's gonna be
5 cents everywhere.
Yeah, but he's gonna be like, I'm keeping my money.
Yeah.
All he has to do is live there 6 months out of the year. Who can't live 6 months on a tropical island with beautiful people?
You know, having the conversation with my cousin, I think she went back and did some research. Mm-hmm. And when we met this weekend, she was like, what do you think about 40%? I was like, that's pretty much where the numbers are, like 30, 35, depending on what you make a year.
Right, but now,
62%, she was like, I don't think that's right.
Federal,
so she actually flipped her ideas off of that.
Well, listen, you know what's even crazier? What do you think the top 1% of money makers are in the United States? Like how much do you think they make? The top 1%.
Make?
Yeah, the top 1% of this country make.
Jesus Christ, I don't know. A ridiculous number.
No, just throw a number out. Just throw.
The 1%.
Top 1% of this country.
A year.
A year. Top 1%.
Maybe half a million. Half a billion, sorry. Half a billion More? More than a bit? Lower.
To take a few zeros off.
What is it?
I'm sorry. The top 5% of this country, top five, who pay 60% of all federal bills, top 5%. Let's do 5%. That's the real number. Top 5% of this country, the people who make money, have jobs, pay 60% of all federal monies. 60 or something ridiculous, like 60 or 80%.
Okay.
And we're going to get those numbers straightened out. But it's, but I want to say what top 5%. Give me a number. Top five. I just lowered the standard for you. Top 5%.
What they make a year?
What they make a year. Top 5%.
I don't know. I'm going to say $50 million.
$150,000.
Wow.
Top 5% of this country.
Jeez.
So as you get higher, top 1%, top 2%, yeah, it's going to be like $400,000. Top 1% only makes...
Oh, you're talking after taxes?
No, I'm talking before taxes.
Oh, God.
So my wife, shout out to my wife, she makes good money. She makes that money.
Okay. No,
because we're a family of four together.
Okay.
Family of five, but they say it. A family of four making over $150,000, you're in the top 5%. The federal government is saying you're good.
Ah.
You're good. You're rich.
There's a missing connection.
They're saying you're rich. You got money. We could take your money. So now they're saying, oh, with the new Biden stuff, you need to pay more of the bills. That's why I tell people, like, people think rich is just millions of dollars or more. It's not even close. We pay, the working people pay more of that money. Rich people have investments. They may be worth millions, but that's all in stocks and land and all that stuff.
Yeah, like Jeff Bezos doesn't have
he just sold $10 billion
of
stock because he's cash poor. He has a salary.
He just has equity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's
got dude has a whole bunch of fire sticks off the yin yang.
Yeah, no, he just has a salary. Let's say he makes $100 million a year salary.
Yeah, but dollar wise, he's not. There's no 100 and.
No, he's not making $50 billion a year cash in his pocket. No.
That's just what he's net. That's what it's worth.
It's worth if he sold it.
If he sold everything, like I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out today.
And his wife took half, so
yeah, she's so good. So and I'm pretty sure he sold some of that stock and like. I'm going to give like $2 billion to her.
They'll make her happy.
To keep her shut more because she could always flip out anytime she wants. I did cheat on her.
Ooh.
And she built this company with me.
Bah, 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 bah. Scandals.
Dumbass. I would have made a robot. If I was him, I would have made a robot to satisfy all my sexual needs.
Wow, we are definitely going into topics today at the basement.
It's not worth it. It's not worth losing half. You're the richest man in the world. And because you can't,
the bochorno, the embarrassment alone.
I don't even care about embarrassment.
I would.
No, I don't
losing care about, that amount of money.
No, absolutely. But that wouldn't be my driving. The embarrassment. My driving is like I'm gonna split half my money, half my worth, because I can't keep my penis to myself.
He could have had a banging robot, yo.
Banging, bro.
Would it still be considered cheating? You guys got to decide. This is the basementny.com.
I would have made it to look like her. It's not cheating.
Why would you do that?
It's not cheating. I would have made it to... I would have made it to look like her.
100%. You really think she's not going to catch feelings with another her looking at...
I would have said you could program it any way you want.
Wait, time out. What would be the point of making it look like her?
Because if she's too busy running like nonprofits and all that, I need something daily.
Ladies and gentlemen,
listen, this is married life. This is married life. You know married life. You were there for a minute. You know how it gets crazy. People get tired. You can't do stuff. You know how it is, bro. Stop. You know how it is. Tell me right now.
Yo.
Jeff Bezos is on the... Listen, if I was him... I would have missed mad doing like robot technology because I'm like, I'm going to triple my money in 10 years because every man, every husband is going to be like, I got a fembot to satisfy my needs.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. To solve peace, let's all get robots. I want my floating wheelchair. Where's my floating wheelchair?
Yeah, I can go with that too.
You know what I'm saying? If we got to stay home, COVID, give me my wheelchair with the flat screen. I'm good to go, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, keep loving each other.
Yes.
The real peace and real love starts with you, yo. The Basement NY, we out. Peace.
Peace.
Inconsistent.